praise the Lord. But that same confidence is the same confidence we have as believers. When you run to Christ, He is the King, He is the Judge, and He is the Advocate. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. Hallelujah. And He's going to quote a law. There is always a law to be quoted to set you free. When He hung on the cross of Calvary, for the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. This sin that you are accusing Him, accuser of the brethren, don't you hear that we overcame you by the blood of the Lamb? At the cross on Calvary, He shed His precious blood. Hallelujah. For Him and Jesus, we stand up from the seat of a judge and come as a lawyer. Oh yeah, you don't hear the law now. It is written. Then He will come back again. Now, in view of the law I have quoted for you, and I have asked you if you have any other law, Satan, mommy water, or cutting people, you could not talk. I repeat again, before He gave up the ghost in the cross of Calvary concerning that matter, what did He say? What did He say? There is a law. Continuation. Make sure you read it complete. It says that that man will remain in that city of refuge. You will not come out until the death of the high priest of that period you committed that offense. Now, the interesting thing, the difference between us, grace and law, is that our high priest has come in the order of Melchizedek. His priesthood is forever and ever. It does not change with any circumstance. So, our insurance, oh, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine. Oh, head of salvation, fortress of God, born of the Spirit and washed in His blood. Hallelujah! This is my story. This is my story. Praise Him, my Savior. Oh, this is my praise Him, my Savior. There's another song. Hallelujah. There's another song in our hymn number 289. It says, faith, faith each at leader. Jesus is my break every tender time. Jesus. Jesus alone can save. Jesus is mine. Oh yes, sing it with me. Everybody knows. Oh, tempt not thy soul away. Jesus is mine. Yeah, will I ever stay? Jesus is mine. Oh, perishing things of good, but not for one prevail. Pass from my heart. Oh yes, Jesus is mine. Oh yes. Oh, farewell mortality, Jesus.
Welcome eternity, Jesus. Is oh, welcome, O Lord and blessed. Welcome, sweet saints of rest. Welcome, my Savior's name. Oh, yes, Jesus. When you hear me talk about Jesus, He's the owner of my soul. When you hear me talk about Jesus,
He's the owner of my soul.
Owner, owner. Hallelujah. Sit down first. Sit down first. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He therefore he stood. Oh, and make a finish that one first. Now listen. You are to remain there. In the city of refuge. If for any reason, the Lord says, you step out. And the avenger of blood cut off your neck. So your blood will be upon you. Because you should have remained in the city of refuge. Hallelujah. Some of us claim we are Christian, but the truth is, one leg is in the city, the other leg. You are hoping that if the avenger, they come, you can run like this. But unfortunately for you, hallelujah, hallelujah, the Bible says, break the edge. What will happen? If you put that leg, it will not come back. He will cut it off. He will cut it off. Before you come back, he don't cut up. And these are the only people that he can get. If I were the one, I know that the enemy is patrolling at the border. Where will I be? Far! Even from that border, he wouldn't know where I am. But the truth with you is that where you ran from, your mind is still there. So gradually, let me tell you, Satan, you can't do me anything. You are playing with a woman's breast from that way you never marry. You are telling the devil, you can't do me anything. You cannot do me anything. Hallelujah. And the Bible said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And the Bible also, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Listen, church, listen. What I am saying is the essence of some Christians. Miserable, miserable, miserable. Today, they catch you. You go for deliverance. You come back. Small time. Ah! And the Bible says, remember Lot's wife. He said, remember Lot's wife. She had the opportunity to escape. She still turned back. To go back to your vomit. That's what the Bible says. See, if you want to remain in the city, remain there. If you want to go and face him with your own power, then jump and go and face him. That's why you live a life of battle, 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 battle. And so Jesus Christ said in Matthew 11:28, come to me. Oh my. Come to me, all ye that labor and you are heavy laden. And what will I do? I will give you rest. When you come to Jesus, you rest from all the spiritual battles you have been having. Because he will take over all the battles. He will take over your battle.
that you have been struggling with, that besetting sin, that nonsense, abominable sins that you commit, if you come to him, he knows you don't have power. He will take over. Whatever you owe, Satan, whatever you owe that shrine, whatever you owe that man, that is going to accuse you of, I hear that Savior sing, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Jesus said, find in me thine all in. Hallelujah. Jesus paid it all. He paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a glimpse instead. It was. Say it again. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus paid. He paid it all. With his blood. I give him all the glory. He alone I owe. Heartless. A Christmas day. He washed my. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Governor Fashola made one statement. He said it's not easy to rule. He said when he came into office, he was counting the white hair on his head. He said 8 years after, he is counting the black one. Hair, because everywhere don't turn white. Praise God. And then I see my colleagues. Amen. They have all the money. Some of them are multi-millionaires. My classmates, my friends, you know, we went to school together. And then we went to the military school together. They are all generals now. And then all of them. And when I visit some of them, how's that about? Oh, Minister Edge, we declare when we enter military school. What they happen? They're looking like my grandfather. In fact, have you observed that since I turned 57, I started dressing like a young man? So that people not going to look at me like one old man. And above all, I discovered that my wife not pay attention to me again. Because she think I'm an old man. So now, she don't wake up. This guy. He said, why are you dressing like this? What are you up to? I say, ah. Old soldier never die. They ask me why I'm happy. So I just tell them why. Because. Hey! My sister gone. And when I need that compass, who asks me where they are? I say, hey, my sister, go, oh, where are they? They are in the blood on the cross of Calvary. As far removed as darkness is from God. Oh, in the sea of God's pocket, that's good enough. Hey, praise God, my sins are. Glory! Glory! He paid the debt he did not owe. I ordered debt I could not pay. I need that someone to wash my sins away. Now I can see a brand new, amazing grace. Lord Jesus, it again. Say it again.
Hallelujah. He paid the debt. He did not owe. I needed someone
who
was
my kingdom.
Oh, yes. Lord Jesus paid it. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Galatians chapter 3. Verse 13. What does it say? Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. This is what it says. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Be made a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth on a tree. He became a curse. He took all the curses that were working against me. He bore it on himself. That's why he is our Redeemer. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, verse 13 to 15. And you be dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh has he, Jesus, quickened together with him. Having forgiven you all, not some, all trespasses. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it where? To his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. At that cross, where I first saw the light. And the bodies of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith. I received my son. And now I am.
Say it again.
Oh, at the cross. Oh, oh, where I fall. Oh.
Isaiah 53 verse 1. Isaiah 53 verse 1. Who has believed our reports? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? He said, to whom? Who will believe our report? And to who is the arm of the Lord revealed? It is a personal revelation. It's a personal. Who believe the gospel? And to whom is the arm of the Lord? What is the arm of the Lord? He stretched forth his hand. For God so loved the world that he stretched forth his arm and gave his only begotten son. I don't know how many people receive it. Why are they not receiving it? Verse 2. Verse 2. He says, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form, no comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs. Personally, he did it for me. He did it for you, somebody, and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are. And you have to personalize it.
That's why I want you to watch the screen and see the dramatization that he did it. What he did, what we have just read, he did it for me. He did it for you.
Showed us love that this world had never. What does the cross of Jesus mean? It's more than songs we sing. Much more than that emblem of your chains. But it means I'm free, yes, from the chains of slavery. And the blood it shed won't let my sins remain. Oh my, upon the cross my Savior died. The Lamb was crucified. Showed us love that this world had never. Oh, what love divine, so divine, true love you never find. So that we might live, love came and died alone. Hallelujah. Well, the cross will always represent the love God had. The Lord of glory gave all on Calvary. He did it just for me. Just for me. Jesus came and did it just for me. Help me say,
well, the cross will always represent the love God had for me. When the Lord of glory and heaven sent, gave all on Calvary, just for me.
You're supposed to personalize it until you see him do this for you. You will not understand why Apostle Paul said, look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And if you look at that dramatization, then you will agree with me that the cross of Jesus Christ is not that beautiful jewelry. Pendant, I mean, what do you call it? Pendant that you hang. Golden color, shining, beautiful. Lily! And I saw the bread. It's a wafer that one of the big denominations use, a Pentecostal denomination. A sister brought it to me. I forgot to bring it to the church. very beautifully, you know, very beautiful. You know, I say, Lie. They did not decorate his body, they bruised him. His skin was torn to pieces. He did not do it for himself. He did it for me. You see? He paid the price to redeem me. What is redemption? To redeem somebody is he was yours before, but you lost him. To bring him back, you must pay a price. God paid the price with the blood of Jesus Christ. An innocent man took all my sins, all my punishment, bore it on the cross on Calvary, and people are making caricature of that faith. When you come to Christ, you make it look as if you are doing him a favor. We were all dead. Jesus Christ is referred to as the first begotten from the dead. Why? Hallelujah. He did not only pay the price for our sins. He also did something. He conquered death. And it is the fear of death that is subjecting us to all the form of idol worshiping we are doing. It's the fear of death that making us serve Satan. The Bible says so. That death, he descended there. That's why William Branham called him the mighty conqueror. Watch the way William Branham put it. See the way William Branham put it. The mighty conqueror. He conquered death.
On beyond the moon and stars he went with the Old Testament saints. Oh, what a victorious march that must have been with a real conqueror. After a while, they come in sight of that glorious city. Abraham says to Sarah, come here, honey. And she gets Isaac and comes along. Isaac gets Jacob. Jacob gets Joseph. And he says, that city that Daddy saw, whose builder and maker is God. I walked about on the earth looking for a city to come whose builder and maker was God. And now I'm coming near the gate. Although the great man that they were, they could not conquer it. It taken one to come down to do the conquering. Though Abraham conquered difficult, Isaac and Jacob and Joseph, but there was only one who could conquer sin. That was him, the Lord Jesus. And as they seen the light from the inside the city, and the great pearly gates are shining, Jesus in the forefront, marching on. And the angels begin to ascend to the top of the buildings. And they look coming. And the Old Testament saints cried out, open up ye everlasting gates, and be ye open, and let the King of glory come in, the mighty conqueror. And the angel screamed back and said, who is this King of glory? And the Old Testament saints cried out, the Lord of hosts, mighty in battle. And the gate come open. And he blessed every gate. The old rugged cross.
He arose. He arose. He arose. He arose. He is risen. He is risen. Christ is risen. He's alive.